This is Super Yacht Radio.
Welcome to Super Yacht Radio. I have the pleasure of being joined today by two leaders in our industry from Evolution Yacht Agents, Beatrice Alonso and Belen Martin. Lovely to have you both today and to, you know, meet you in person virtually as we are. But Evo has been going a very long time, a very well-known name in Spain and around the Mediterranean. And it's great to meet you both and hear a little bit of the story and kind of understand the whole evolution of as most people in Mallorca call it, Evo Yachts. So thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us here.
Evo has been going for the past now 11 years, but just to get back to brass tacks, can you take us back to the driving forces of how you started up, the two of you?
Good morning, this is Bea. I started in shipping very, very young, not in the yachting, in the shipping industry when I was 18. I started doing my summers just to pay a little bit extras for my university. And then I was completely engaged with the work and in love, I can say. I was working in many sides of the industry with cruises, navy ships, carriers. And I was working very, very hard until I'm still working very hard, but it was a different type of work because it was more the cargo side of the story. And we started doing some yachts. We started doing some ship agency for yachts back in 1998. And I started to think about developing my own business. And I started my own company, which with the time and some years, I got to know Belen and John in Barcelona. And we moved into another company for a lot of reasons because we were bought both by the same owners, our own companies. And we decided to start Evolution back in 2010. But it was completely focused on the yachting because we understood it was completely different to what I was doing before, for sure. But we wanted to specialize in giving a very special service, focused completely on the luxury and on the yachting.
And Belen, you had a background in yachting as well, didn't you?
Yes. I mean, my story started with my ex-husband, and he also was one of the founders of Evolution. I met him here in Barcelona. I had no idea about the yachting world. He basically introduced me to it. So we worked on yachts for 8 years. The past 5 years, it was for a Spanish owner. I knew that my career was not on the books because I love Barcelona, and you know the objective and the intention from the very beginning was coming back here and start a business. And you know, after having that experience of traveling and knowing this industry, I fell in love and I thought this is maravilloso, you know. And I remember that when we were traveling, we had for these different countries over the Mediterranean, and we were having the support of agents on the other side. I thought, I think I want to be one of them in Barcelona. It would be great to offer what we have here in my lovely city to the yachts that arrive in Barcelona. And that's how we started the company with John and my two sisters-in-law. And basically, we had a bit of a short life as a company because in 6 months then we started working for an international group that they was involved the same, but in Palma. And we were basically managing the agency here in Barcelona. It was called Yacht Help. And that's when we met Bea. And as she said, the direction of this big group, let's say, they had other core businesses. The agency was not as important, but we knew that we want to be dedicated to that, to the agency world. And that's when we started talking to Bea and decided to go on and on in 2010. And we created Evolution all together because we like each other and we thought, you know, we can do a good job, let's do it. And that's how it happened.
And I'd imagine back in 2010, my impression, and this is, you know, just watching how much the industry grew even in Palma over there. We moved there in 2015, but it really started to blossom in Mallorca and the Balearics, you know, the kind of last 5 or 6 years. I would imagine there was a similar experience for you. I mean, you started in Barcelona and now you're, you know, throughout the Balearics and stuff, but the Spanish yachting industry has gone through quite a few changes, particularly with changes in charter laws and stuff. So it must have been kind of coming in at a time where that part of the industry, it was really beginning to blossom and come up and have its own strength.
Yes, a lot. Because if I go back and I can speak about 20, 25 years ago, we would have one or two clients, maybe. And when we started in Evolution, which was 2010, we already started full of clients and more coming, which was incredible because we were not only in Palma. I think in the last years we have seen Barcelona and the surroundings of Barcelona, which Belén will tell you better than me about it, growing fast, very, very fast. But I would say that in the last 15 years, the amount of clients is multiplied by itself every day. Completely different.
Yeah, and I'm sure as well then, you know, there was a real need during that time to have specialists in particular on the Spanish waters, because the logistics is convoluted and complicated for many.
Well, here, definitely the Spanish market has grown a lot. As well, you know, I mean, we're talking about my site over here, you know, in the peninsula, you know, in Barcelona, Tarragona, Valencia, is the infrastructure that is offered to the clients, as, you know, big shipyards like M92 and being close to the airports or big marinas like Tarragona that they can pull like big vessels, you know. I think Barcelona had a good potential. When I started, believe me, it was not like this. We had like maybe in total, you know, 2 boats in Forum, 1 in Port Bay, and you know, M92 was the one that it was going faster, no? But as well, here in particular in Barcelona, the change of the marina into a super yacht marina, you know, like 5 years ago, has been amazing because before we were used to host maybe a couple boats, and now they have room for so many boats here. And I think it's a good spot in general, not only Barcelona, Palma, Valencia, Tarragona. It's a good spot for crew, you know, in winter. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, it's an excellent destination with owners and guests on board because they can have a variety of different destinations in short time with different cultures, you know. I mean, it's not the same as, you know, the south of Spain and Valencia, the side of Valencia, then the Balearics. In, let's say, a journey of 7-8 days, you can have so many different experiences. And the most important here as well is the climate, as you know. Mm. I mean, it's fantastic. You know, we're very lucky, you know, because it gives us, the business is working all year round. You know, we have fantastic winters and great summers. And we have as well the infrastructure in ashore. You know, it's like we always say, you know, you will never find another Ibiza anywhere. You know, Ibiza is unique, for example, or Palma, Menorca, and then you come to Valencia, the mainland, you can find as well the gastronomy, and, you know, it is a fantastic destination, and I think the whole industry worked really hard to put it on the map, and now we can say definitely Spain is in the map, you know, when the owners of the itinerary, and it's great, just because of what we can offer here, and again, the climate. We just needed to put the effort in the service. And I think we didn't do that, you know. Yeah. We worked quite hard to basically get the standards, you know, of what this industry always expects. So,
well, I love your the quote from Evolution is, "Don't ask us what we do, tell us what you need." You've really, you know, as yacht agents, you've sort of really filled out all the different possibilities of what a captain or an owner would need. So it's really quite a complete service that you're offering to owners, from provisioning all the way to your TPA. And that must have been one of the other things I find very distinctive about Evolution is the team. And I remember meeting Guillermo actually at Pinmar. But there was a real sense of the Evolution team part of the company is not just all the services, but, you know, handpicking and having the team that support all of those.
It comes a lot to what you have said before. We started back in the years, even before Evolution, we had two clients one summer, and we're talking that we're having now from 83 to 100 and something in all year around between Barcelona, Valencia, Cartagena, et cetera, and the Balearics. What that created is that we had to adapt ourselves to the business. We have grown with the business. We have moved the areas of the business towards what the client was needing. And we were specializing, the team was growing for sure, but as well we were seeing slowly what the client and the authorities, the local authorities, the requirements were needing. So we were focusing ourselves into the departments that we knew the client was going to need, so we were becoming more specialist in some kinds of the business, and we're happy that it was that way, because we feel we're working with the client, so we can see, sometimes you can see even from the emails that we get and from the requirements what is going to happen, what is going to be on Modèle, or what is going to be the last thing that for sure local requirements, but also what are their needs? How are they driving themselves? Talking about experience, so we focus ourselves on that, and then we study, we learn, we of course we bring more people that is more professional every day, and we are very happy to say that we are one of the agents that has more professional departments, I would say.
Absolutely, I agree with Bea. And the nice thing about this is that we didn't even notice. I often share the story with the typical captains that you don't see for many years, you know, that, I don't know, last time I saw them maybe was 10 years ago, and they see you now with the company, and, you know, we started basically delivering the services on a Renault Clio, you know. our office was the car, and then suddenly they arrive here and they see these beautiful offices and 20 people working, and, you know, they look at you and it's like, wow, what you have achieved. And I have to look, you know, behind me, and it's like, oh, wow, you know, it's scary and amazing at the same time, exciting, and you know, it's like gives you the shivers, because it's like, wow. And then you realize that, like Bea says, our growth has been a natural growth. And the leitmotif, the motivation of this growth has been always focused that we have with the client. I mean, like you say, we are always covering the needs of the client, and because of the client, because, you know, the vessels are larger and they have different departments, we have grown with them, along with them. And this is the reason why we have an amazing team covering all the services. I think in Spain, we are the only agency that covers basically all the territories in the industry, you know, provisions, spares, contractors, legal, customs, TPA, logistics, concierge, guest services, and the level of service is quite, let's say, balanced everywhere in Spain, because we manage everything from the main offices, but at the same time, we have people in the ground, you know, in areas to make sure that the service is delivered. So yeah, no, we can be proud of what we build, for sure.
And can I just make a little mention, as a mother of four daughters, working in an industry that has been much more male dominated, although your team is very diverse, it is great to see two female leaders in the yachting world, because I think that's inspiration as well. Having recently chatted, as I know you have, with Jenny Matthews of She of the Sea, you know, the more we see people take leadership roles and provide mentorship, it's very inspiring, particularly when you've built it from the ground up. Can I get into a little bit of last year? There was a big merger for Evolution Yachts, and this year there has been a demerger. Can you explain a little bit of the reasons behind it and possibly clarify the confusion that might be?
Yeah, we were involved in a very, very nice project, really nice project, that it was a proposal to bring the Evolution name out internationally by the group Aquira. Unfortunately, you know, we were just launching the project and COVID appeared. Mm-hmm. And it was just the best project on the worst moment ever. I could not imagine a worse moment than the pandemic that we have suffered. And the truth is that we couldn't develop what we wanted. We were very, very unhappy because it was not what we were expecting. But it is what it is, you know. It was not the moment for us to go internationally. We were super excited, super happy, and full of energy again because it was a fantastic project. But it was not the timing to go internationally. I mean, the COVID was just breaking all the plans, and we decided to just go on our own back to Spain, where we were, you know, feeling very, very safe. The truth is that we have been blessed because, first of all, we have to say that everyone is healthy and good in Evolution, and also in our families. So we decided to go back to what we knew best and where we were really not suffering so much.
In some ways, back to keeping with your strengths.
Yeah. No, the business in Spain was not amazing, especially I must say that the Balearics, I mean, for us, it was a shock. Imagine the office, I cannot even tell you how it was looking. But the business was not bad. I mean, the truth is that because we have done, as we were mentioning before, so many departments, we could focus ourselves in other departments that were really demanded, because we were giving a lot of assistance to yards, to crew, with a lot of questions. So we could focus on some side of the business where we were still really needed. And of course the concierge was completely gone. But we decided that we wanted to go back to Spain where we could protect our employees and for sure focus in having the company the way it was before, just because it was a very, very bad moment for everyone.
Yes.
And kind of looking over, I mean, 2020, unless you were a yacht broker, I mean, yacht brokers did very well last year or at the end of last year. You know, having talked with crew recruitment, I mean, there was just such a disaster for the first few months. But for a lot of them, they said come July and August, the season picked back up. And, you know, the difference at the end was not as profound as they thought it would be. It was more like 15 or 20% by the time they finished the year. Did you see a similar kind of pattern in Spanish season? There was nothing happening really in Spain until April or May, but did July till October help balance out 2020 for you?
Well, I will tell you much better here, but in Spain last year, the restrictions in the Balearics were quite strict, let's say. So definitely it was not like other years. But as we are a multitasking company, and like, you know, we do a lot of things, part of the business that is not strictly the summer season that we could see potential, for example, TPAs, we basically work really hard on getting the business from that side. I mean, the good thing here is that we always have a strategy, you know, and the good thing is that we have a team covering many different departments, and that's basically what saves us. When we have, for example, seasons, this happens in a normal year as well, you know, when you have seasons that, for example, you don't have the provision side of things is not as strong, or, you know, you don't have the summer season when you have the guests coming here. I mean, this happens every year. But last year in Spain, we cannot say that the business was great, especially the summer, because the restrictions were really, really tight here. But we managed, you know, it was not bad. And like we say again, the team is very creative, and they always find a way, you know. This is the good thing about Evolution. There's always things to do. You know, you cannot just sit down and wait for things to happen. We are people that we are proactive and very, very energetic, looking for other options. Definitely, we are looking forward to have the summer back because the Balearics, it's a beautiful spot and great place, and they need to have the summer back. Hopefully, this summer is going to happen for sure.
Well, and I think it also shows, which we've heard back from a number of companies, of having a diversity in your company, you know, also helps mitigate against more difficult times. So the fact that you have many different sectors to the business, I'm sure helps create a balance when you have, you know, up seasons and down seasons and pandemics that are not expected.
Yes. Exactly. Pandemics were not expected. That was a bit of a shock for everyone. But then is when you realize, you know, the kind of spirit that is in the company, you know, and the spirit is always looking forward. It's always, you know, trying to be positive and trying to find a way to do things and being proactive. I think in general, and I'm sure Bea will agree with me, that last year was one of the years that we worked the hardest. It was incredible. The amount of hours and you know, and basically dedication to work. It was like sitting in the morning, not getting up until late at night, trying to find the way of getting the boats here, you know, and giving the business and find solutions and other alternatives. It was very, very intense, very educational for all of us, you know. We learned a lot. But hopefully, obviously now, I think everybody's prepared for better years to come or better moments to come. Hopefully.
Yes. And also psychologically, it was very, very intense. I agree with Belén in some part of what she has said, because think about something. At the beginning of the COVID, we were just on the phone 24/7, giving information out, sending emails, giving responses, trying to keep the people informed, helping them, because we were helping. I don't know. I cannot tell you, and Belén is right, the thousands, I would say millions of crews that we have had to move from countries to countries, which was obliging us to learn what we had to do, because everything was changing from day to day. But it was psychologically very, very tough for the team that is in the Balearics and in the summer places that is in August. Some Fridays we were leaving the office at 5 o'clock and we were looking at each other like, where are we going? Because, you know, last time we were just not leaving the office. So giving the team for us, for Belén and for me, giving the team for sure, not only the impression, but the assurance that we were all fine, that we were going to fight together, that we were going to be good. But for them and for me, well, I mean, based in Balearics, it was psychologically very, very strong to see a year where we were only getting 200 emails a day when we get normally 1,500. So it's been a challenging year. But I'm sure what Belén has said is right. We have learned a lot from each other, and it has made us stronger, because the team now also looks at us and they say, listen, we're fine, we're family, we're here, and everyone is taking care of each other.
Well, what a great tribute. And, you know, I think there are many lessons that we all learned on many levels in 2020, but I certainly noticed the companies in our industry that went lateral, you know, did things differently or kept their marketing going on or did slightly different offbeat things, but you could see that they were keeping their presence going. And I think that's one of the big lessons of when we do then get to recovery, you know, that name, you can still see them. And I think being able to get over the shock and say, okay, what else can we do? And how can we go laterally or creatively was a really big part of getting through 2020 and getting to the other side.
The funny thing is that, like Bea say, we had to, I mean, the implication, the personal implication, because most of the inquiries, they were done by telephone. You know, it looked like, for me, last year, it was a lot of personal dedication, because, you know, the crew, the captains, everybody, like, you know, they needed to hear your voice just to confirm what was going on. You know, it was a lot of insecurity and uncertainty and on what was really going on in the countries, you know, if they both could come in or if the crew could move, you know, like ongoing crew, what was the situation at the airport, the PCR, and for, you know, I felt that it was a lot of communications on the phone, which it was fantastic, because it brought us back together a little bit with the client, you know, because like that personal touch, and they have that assistance that they expect from you in that time. And this is the positive thing that we can take from last year. This, along with the fantastic job that Guillermo does for us, is amazing. You know, Guillermo is amazing with the marketing. The message that we were launching from Evolution, it was basically that human touch, the team touch, that the person on the other side of the phone, you know, it's just like basically we were telling the industry, listen, we are not just an email. We are a person that you can talk on the phone, and we're going to give you the confirmation that you're safe to enter here. You're safe to come with your crew. You know, you're safe to, we can give you the PCR test. You're going to have the facilities. You're going to have the service because we are here. We're going to take care of you. And for me, in terms of marketing and being present, it was a very important year. And it broke a little bit the line of the marketing, you know, and this is why Bea and myself are so, let's say, intense on the personal touch of the company, because we realize how important it is to have that personal touch with the client. And we hope that we will never lose this, you know. We hope that Evolution will always have that image towards the client.
I totally agree in that importance of human connection. I think we have learned to value it a lot more over the past year. And I think particularly in our industry, to build up those relationships, and particularly in a time that, you know, there were so many changes, everybody was unsure of what was happening. So to develop those relationships and the trust that comes into it is, you know, really a cornerstone of further developments. Looking forward to this year, travel still remains. Being now in Dublin, I have 3 children who would love to get back to Mallorca to see friends. And I'm, you know, still kind of saying, yeah, I'm not really sure yet, because officially we're not allowed to leave the country. And, you know, I'm sure those are going on. You have a lot more experience. But looking forward to this year, are you seeing it as being a more active year? Does it still have the same hoops to jump through, I would presume, with travel, but you're a lot more experienced now? How's your outlook for the year ahead?
There's a willing, for sure. I mean, which is the first thing that you need. I must say that we're getting a lot of inquiries, and it makes us very, very happy. We are waiting to see what the European Union is going to say about the borders and if they're going to open the frontiers to some nationalities that are still blocked because of the pandemic, like America, Russia, et cetera, which are for us very important clients. We hope it's going to come soon. We're really praying every other day that they put a protocol or they give us some light. We've heard in the last days that something is going to happen, but let's keep it there for the moment, for the time being. But there's certainly a willing, and I think it's the most important. We can see that there are things happening, and the business is moving back to the concierge, to the request of births, and slowly. It's nothing compared back to 2019, but I definitely think it's going to be improving. It's not going to be 100% back to normal, but I think we will be better than in 2020.
Yes, we have noticed as well, and you can see in the industry, you know, I mean, if you see the, let's say, the marine traffic and this kind of programs, you can see like the boats moving, you know. It's still, again, there's a bit of uncertain, but definitely it has to be a better year than last year. I can tell you here in Barcelona that, you know, we were busy, and it feels like when you talk to the clients that, you know, the owners want to just vote, you know, and they want to move in summer. And I think by mid-May, end of May, everything is going to open up a little bit. I always say that we need to compare what's happening in the industry with what's happening locally, you know, and I can see and feel the vibes, for example, here in Barcelona, you know, that slowly the city is opening up a lot, and people are ready to move on, you know, obviously with being safe, let's say, But you just feel it on the air that people want to move on. And I think it's going to happen. I think this summer is going to be definitely much better than last summer on this side of the Mediterranean, for sure. And as well, we see that the clients want to come here. You know, mm-hmm. they are trying to come to the Balearics. So same as your family, no?
Right? Yeah, so, yes, they all do. Actually, my eldest has already got there. And has after lockdown Dublin, she still has residencia. So she said, right, before I go to college, I'm going to have a little bit of time at home in Mallorca. But, you know, we have heard similar from different parts in the world, from, you know, the East Coast of the States as well. There was a lot of charters that were cancelled last year, but postponed till this year. And I think there's a expectation because, you know, for everyone was locked down. So who can think of a better way of getting out than if you have a boat and being out in nature and water? You know, I think no matter who you are, that has got to be an appealing idea after a year of pandemic. And, you know, I feel that we're a lot wiser now as well. This time last year, we were talking of tests and how we do PCR tests or how they work. We're now, you know, everyone knows, oh, I've got to get my PCR test before I take my flight. So with all of those things, as well as vaccination programs rolling out across Europe, for most of the companies I've talked with, there's an optimism that this year is going to be a lot more positive. As Lawrence Lewis of YPI Crew said recently when I was chatting with her, she said, you know, last year was surviving and this year is reviving. And I like the idea of this year being a revival, you know, not necessarily back to where we were, but certainly progressive to where we were last year. Before we finish off, looking forward for kind of future strategies for Evolution Yachts, what's next? Where would you, presuming we all revive this year going forward?
Belen has a lot of plans, so she's going to be she's the brain. I can tell you that she's the brain and the idea magic player. So I'm gonna leave this one up to her for sure.
But I, you said we, Belen, myself, that's what we are so great together, you know, because I'm the intense one. I'm very energetic and with 1,000 ideas and let's do this, let's do that, let's do that. And she's like basically the common sense, you know, okay, but let's put order and things. And so it's great. I mean, to be honest, I think we are at a point, how could I define? I mean, let's be clear, we're exhausted, you know, because it was a hard year last year, but at the same time, we're excited. And it's because for the reasons I say before, you know, we realize the company that we have, the team that we have behind, and how much we can do. And we learned a lot last year, but one of the main things we learned is that we are strong. You know, we are a big company with a good image and a good projection for the future. We realized, Bea and myself, we realized that we can do a lot of things if we have the team behind us. And there is a lot of ideas for the future. We definitely, we're not losing the perspective of who we are. And we are Evolution Spain, that's for sure. I mean, there's a lot of things to do here. There's a lot of things to do here. But at the same time, we want to look what we can achieve for the near future, you know? And there's a lot of things to do. For the moment, what we need to do is to keep going with the orientation that Evolution was born 11 years ago, you know, and is taking care of the client. That's the main thing, you know. Mm-hmm. And from here, then, you know, there's no boundaries. We feel strong, motivated, and we're just going to keep going, you know. We're going to keep going. I cannot give you ideas or things because we are on the process. And like I said before, I'm really intense. Bea has 200 things on the plate. But so we just have to pick the one, you know. But no, it's really a good moment. First of all, like you say, I like that sentence that you said before. Last year was survival. This year is revival. And we need to be prepared for the season. And then from there, we will keep going. It's evolution, you know, taking care of this fantastic brand and the team, keep growing. Not only in size, you know, and I don't know how you say this, no solo en tamaño, but in spirit, you know, and the good work, keep going, keep up with the good work. That is not easy, yeah. It's not easy because I always say that it's not, obviously it is not easy either to get to the top, but the most difficult part is to maintain yourself there, you know.
Yeah.
And year after year, deliver the same type of service, even better, you know, because as you know, we grow, we get new people, and they need to understand the philosophy of evolution, and we have a lot of work inside, internally, you know, building the team, but it's not bad. There's a lot of things to do, and we will make it for sure. We'll make it for sure.
Well, and I think I kind of love the hashtag of together we're stronger, you know, but really having a really positive team dynamic that is forward thinking and has similar priorities, it opens so many opportunities in the future. And after 11 years, you've certainly shown the test of time. And having had the pleasure of talking with you both, you can feel the balance of why Evolution Yachts have been going so long, because you both kind of bring different aspects to it. I now know who the intense creative one is. But, you know, that's part of it. A really good partnership makes the whole thing work as well. I wish you, as we all do, a great season ahead of keeping up the hard work, but also, you know, enjoying some of the fruits of your labors that has got you through to here. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, really.
It has been a pleasure. Thank you so much. We really enjoy being here. Thank
well,
you.
It was, we will be meeting bit by bit the whole, a lot of the Evo team, but it was wonderful to start with you both. So
thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you for listening. We have been talking with Bea Alonso and Belen Martin, the two leaders and founders of Evolution Yacht Agents, who are your yacht agents throughout the Mediterranean, based in Barcelona, the Balearics. And thank you for joining us today. Stay well, stay safe, wherever you are.
This is Super Yacht Radio.